Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I was just finishing my smoothie when you rang. You know, I have a new ingredient in it.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited about it. It's the MMP Minerals. We now have access to these liquid barley grass, which is just phenomenal stuff.
I've heard about grass and barley and turning it into liquid, but I don't know anything about it. How does that work?
Well, you and I already talked about the Volixer, the energy charger, the supersized blender that I have here that has got all these special cartridges all around it that charge up all of the food that I put in my blender and make it more effective because of the structuring of the water, right?
That's right.
So I have that Volixer. Well, the same fellow that makes the Volixer decided that he's going to actually grow a better superfood.
Wow.
So what he's done, he's taken sea minerals, which are actually rich in all of the trace minerals.
Yeah.
And he's using that in the Volixer to create this supercharged water. And he's feeding that supercharged water to the barley seeds that he's sprouting. And when those seeds are hydroponically sprouted to about 6 or 7 inches in height, he takes that whole thing and puts it through the blender again to turn it into this phenomenally energetic green goo.
It sounds very appetizing.
Well, he put some lemon in it, and it makes it taste quite acceptable, actually.
Hmm.
And but more importantly, it's really like my body just loves it. It's lovely. Lovely is the word.
That's amazing. So basically it's a liquid barley grass.
Yes.
So what's in barley normally? Like when I think of barley, I think of kind of like a grain that...
Right. Yeah, you know, grass, freshly sprouted stuff, is very different from the grain itself because what you have is the young shoots, you know, the tips of things that are just growing are filled with enzymes, filled with chlorophyll, filled with all the young things that make our bodies really appreciate nutrition. That's why deer eat just the tips of the branches, you know, and that's why cattle grazes on the grass from the top down and they leave the rest in the ground.
Right, right.
It's the growing edge of plants that provides the most nourishment.
Very, very cool. And of course, it's also the new, like you're talking about when it gets to about 6 inches. So this is like very young barley, right?
Oh yeah, that's just fresh. You know, you probably have heard of wheat grass juice.
Yes.
Well, this is barley grass juice. So you can take any grain and sprout it. Alfalfa sprouts, of course, are popular.
Right.
As are now, you can in your grocery store, you will now find broccoli sprouts. They're very popular because broccoli sprouts are phenomenal at cancer prevention.
And, cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't spend your whole day reading health studies like I do.
Right. Well, I was just thinking of like sprouts and also the young barley grass. That's the sort of the time in the life cycle where it's the most vibrant, it's the most alive. I mean, it's growing and there's just tons, obviously there has to be tons of energy, but when the barley gets to be full grown and it's ripe and it's got its seeds and everything, that would be, you know, not as energetic or as full of life force, I would think, time of its life, right?
Well, you know, in the grains, you get mostly calories. You know, you have the germ, which is the part that would start the sprout next year. And then you have the capsule with all of the carbohydrate, which serves as the source for the new growth. So in the sprout, what we do is we take the grain and use up most of the grain's energy to create that fresh green shoot. So when you eat, say, porridge made from oats, or if you have the barley, you would make barley soup probably from the pearl barley. That's mostly carbohydrates. That's high glycemic, and it's calories, calories, calories. What we have here is we take all of those calories and convert them into enzymatically active, photosynthetically enhanced green energy. So instead of calories, what we have here is nutrition, enzymes, healing.
Right. So tell us a little bit more of what you're like. How long have you been taking the liquid barley
Well, I've only taken it twice.
Oh, and you've already noticed a huge difference.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when I first take it, it's like a shiver of energy going down my body. It's like, I don't want to overclaim it, but it's orgasmic in nature. It's that sort of pleasure that, oh my God, I want more of this,
Nice.
So
So
it's that.
you're
Well,
talking about the
we
pleasure most people get from eating a chocolate bar.
sure. Well, chocolate bar has a wonderful mouthfeel to it too, and it's rich in fat, and it's rich in, well, I don't know. This is different. This is after it goes in. It feels good.
And it stays with you for a long time.
Yeah, I'm still feeling good. But what's funny is when I first sat down to plan what I wanted to talk to you about on this podcast today, it wasn't about this green barley. It just came up spontaneously, as in, oh yes, this is what I just did, and it just feels so good. But
That's
truly, I wanted to talk about consciousness. Could
So,
I switch topics? Is it okay?
yeah, it is all right. So the liquid barley is it's available at the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, right?
Oh yes. It's made by MMP Solutions,
So we
and
would just go to the brands and company, look down for MMP Solutions, and then
yeah,
click there, and
and
then
yes.
look for the liquefied barley grass. It comes in an 8-ounce bottle.
Yes, 8 ounce, and also 4 ounce for people who want to just test it.
Just test it.
Because you don't need a lot of it. Only half a teaspoon a day will go a long way.
Wow. And so the barley, just before we leave, like the barley grass, that's it's like a raw food, right? Like there's
Oh, it's
no.
completely raw. Yes, sir.
Cool. We've talked about that oftentimes about how
Yeah.
bad
Well,
processing
we
is.
have talked about the Exula superfoods, and those definitely are high grade, also green grasses. I mean, in it we have barley grass and wheat grass and kamut grass and whatever else. Although they are freeze-dried and preserved so that they can be stored for a longer period of time. This barley grass cannot be stored long at all. It comes in a freezer pack, wrapped in aluminum foil, wrapped in styrofoam shipping thing.
Wow.
It spoils quickly. It's fresh. So it will last for a month in a fridge, but the shipping, it doesn't like warm temperatures.
Right. Okay. So what if someone bought it, just because I just don't want to leave our listeners or myself, because I'm very interested in trying it, hanging, you would get it. How much would you take? And would you take it in the morning or the
You would
evening?
take, yeah, you would take a half a teaspoon probably in the morning.
And once a day or 10
Sure.
times a day
Well,
or
if you can afford it, take as much as you want.
it's food, right?
Yeah, it's food.
We've had this conversation but
You
privately
know, like how
before.
many cups of coffee is a guy willing to take?
Right.
Well, this is way better than coffee, and has a similar effect on the body in the sense that it stimulates, but instead of depleting the reserves, where the coffee essentially just whips the horse, this here feeds the horse and causes him to rejoice.
Right. Right. So we could, I could take it just like my mom put cod liver oil on a teaspoon, just take it with a teaspoon, or can I put it into a juice?
Yeah, that's how you would take it, just on a spoon. It tastes quite all right, actually.
So okay, so this is
This is
not
not something that's going to upset your stomach or whatever. I
or
mean,
your taste
it
buds.
really is a as I described it, orgasmic experience.
Wow, it's just so unusual to hear about something that is so good for you that tastes good and is orgasmic.
Oh yes. Well, yeah, we're into that sort of stuff. Unusual things. Things you wouldn't expect.
That's right. That's right. So obviously when your body is working at peak efficiency and you've got all these great minerals and energy running, life energy running through your veins, that has an effect on your consciousness.
Right. Yes, indeed. Well, actually, what I wanted to mention was the MMP Solutions. That stands for Miracle Mineral Power.
Okay.
And Ron, the fellow that's running the company, has been working with minerals and trace minerals. And it's important to understand that a lot of transactions in the body, you know, the biological exchanges of nutrients and whatnot, are totally dependent on a good supply of trace minerals. I mean, it seems that the major minerals, you know, like calcium, magnesium, or potassium and sodium, are all important, and they are, but without trace minerals, things don't work at all.
So it's kind of like if you've got a car and you've got wheels and you've got gas, but you don't have the engine or a steering wheel, it's just,
More like spark plugs.
or spark plugs, right?
Yeah, you know, you can have a wonderful engine that's just phenomenal, but if you have no spark plugs, it's just not going to go anywhere. And they don't seem so significant in comparison to the whole transmission.
That's right.
Anyway, trace minerals. You know, there's so much buzz out there in the general consciousness lately about consciousness, you know, the Secret movie and the What the Bleep movie,
Right.
and people talking about how you create your own reality. Have you noticed that?
I have. The people on The Secret have been on Oprah like weekly, and Larry King Live has had them on all the time.
Right.
I've watched The Secret and What the Bleep, and it's fascinating watching. I don't know that
Right.
it's changed my life at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, the main takeaway from that for me was, so we all create our own reality, don't we? You know, it's the main line that I notice is when you make a statement, it's just like you're placing an order with the universe. You know, if you
Yeah, the
say,
universe is McDonald's.
yes, that's right, universe is McDonald's. You show up at the counter and you say, this never works for me. And there it is. So anyway, what this leads to for me is, you know, the level of consciousness at which we operate. There's a psychologist, his name is David Hawkins. He published a book called Power Versus Force. And in that book, he described map of consciousness. And he established levels of consciousness as a scale that rates something like enlightenment, you know, somewhere where Christ or somebody of that stature
Right,
would be.
Christ or Buddha or, yeah.
Yeah, at about 1,000, and bacterium at about 1.0, and you know, the level of courage would be somewhere around 200, and truth at 300, and science at 400, love at 500, enlightenment, or pardon me, I think it was wisdom at 600, and enlightenment at 700. I'm not exactly remembering the all of the names, but I remember that unconditional love was at about 540, and that's a major marker. And a lot of people, actually, the average is about 200. About 60% of the population still functions at 200 or below, meaning that most people are actually still operating in the negative emotional world.
Right.
fear and distrust and despair. You know, that's a very common thing.
Yep, depression.
And anyway, what I've run into is a product that actually raises the consciousness, which is the most amazing thing.
Well, that sounds very cool.
And when we think about you know, our lives, and we're, you know, these gurus sit on the stage and they say, well, all you have to do is change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's not that easy to change our thinking. I mean, we're stuck in wherever we're stuck. You know, our lives are filled with catastrophes interspersed with downright disasters. And we don't have such an easy time of it. And so we're looking for help wherever that help might come from. And one of the ways it could actually be helped is nutrition.
Yeah.
And that's really a surprising kind of a thing for people to realize, that if you feed the gut, the emotional world of yours is going to improve.
And yeah, you bring up some really interesting points, Martin. Like, I've read that book, and I hadn't thought about it until you just reminded me. But, you know, there's a number of people who have watched, say, the you know, and I really believe you're not. If you don't know where you want to go, you're going to get there, right?
Yeah, oh, pretty much.
You know, so I mean, there has to be some part of, you know, setting goals and deciding what you want in your life and taking those steps towards it and all those sorts of things. But, you know, if you want to be, say, a happy person and you're racked with arthritis, that's a really, really difficult challenge that's set up for themselves,
yeah.
Right?
And the guru comes up and says, well, number one, you caused the arthritis with your negative thoughts, and number two, snap out of it.
Yeah, right. and you know, it's like you can probably find one person in the 5 billion people on the planet or 6 billion people on the planet that did that, right? And then they say, well, see, he did it, you can. And there is a woman that I know. I used to manage a store in your town, and the pharmacist came up to me one day and he said, you see that woman over there? And I said, yeah. And she had two young children. And he says, what do you think? And I said, well, she looks like she's got a nice family. Yeah, she looks perfectly normal, right? And I go, yeah. And he says, she is in more pain than you and I could even conceive of experiencing. And I go, what? He says, yeah, the amount of medication that she heard that she subscribed to is basically enough to knock you out. And I go, what? And he said, yeah. And he said, I asked her, like, you know, this is a lot, like, what happened? And when she was a young child, she fell out of a tree and broke her neck, but nobody knew. And when the bones healed, they healed around the nerve in her neck and put pressure on it and caused huge headaches. And so they said, you have a choice. We can operate and relieve it or not. If we operate, there's about a 95% chance that we will sever the nerve and you will be paraplegic so unable to move from the neck down, but you'll have no pain. And she says, well, I've got these two young kids. I can't be, you know, in bed the rest of my life, right?
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, we can give you these drugs and basically you'll be sort of in a stupor, but you won't feel the pain. So she said, well, I guess what I have to do is survive this pain or live with this pain. So, and that's what she did. And she didn't do it like 100% of the time, but during the day, she just took this pain and put it in the back of her head somewhere, and you wouldn't have known that she was in pain. So it was just amazing how she overcame that. Now, she was very motivated. She loved her children, and she wanted to have that life. And then when her husband came home or if she needed a break from the pain, she would take this medication. But, you know, that's a one in a billion individual that does that, right?
Yeah, and quite unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. And I was just, that's why it made such an impression on me, right? But I can see that, you know, if I was in that situation, right? I mean,
you might want to fold in.
I probably would just collapse and say, you know what, this is, I'll try a year of being totally doped up and unconscious, and then I'll probably vote for the, you know, being a paraplegic,
yeah.
or or something more drastic.
Or jump in front of a train, yeah.
You know, jump in front of a train. So, you know, that she did it was absolutely amazing and extremely motivating and inspiring. But could, you know, if everybody was in her situation, could they do that? It's hard to imagine, right?
Right.
And so I can see that when you're talking about these different levels of consciousness, and, you know, if we assume that the secret worked, right, then the question is, well, why doesn't it work, like, really quickly for everybody? And you just answered that, because if I have a low level of consciousness and most of my thoughts are, oh, I hate my boss and I hate my body and I hate this, well, like, it's a good thing it takes, like, years and years and years for that to manifest as cancer or something in the body, because otherwise we would be dead instantly, right?
Oh, for sure, yes. Yeah, you would create disasters at a spectacular scale.
Yeah. It reminds me of a fella I worked with once, and he, with a straight face, he managed a store, another store I was at, with an absolute straight face, he said, you know, if everybody in this store was a clone of me, it would run so smoothly. And I thought when he told me that would be the worst possible disaster, because I spend all my time fixing your mistakes. And if I had like 200 of you running around, I'd just be overwhelmed. But it, again, an example of consciousness, right?
Yep.
Just amazing. So
for sure.
How can we raise our consciousness then with nutrients?
Well, there are many ways, of course. Meditation is a very popular way of doing it. You know, faith. I mean, there's religious paths and there's spiritual paths. And there's the nutritional paths. And, you know, one of the ways that we have found is with this product that we call The Gift. And The Gift is formulated with special trace minerals that actually carry consciousness. They carry vibration. And that vibration in it is the opening of the heart center in the human body.
Hmm.
And it's focused on answering two questions in the affirmative. And the first question is, am I safe? And the second question is, do I have enough? And the am I safe, of course, that's the fear of, have I performed? Do I deserve? You know, can I even exist as I am?
Right.
And the do I have enough, you know, that's that sort of, people with serious damage with do I have enough create phenomenal things. I would venture to guess that both Bill Gates and Tony Robbins have a significant problem with do I have enough, because they keep going and going and going regardless of just how much they've accomplished.
Because let's just talk about that for a second, Martin. That's a fascinating question. Do I have enough? Because if you answer it yes, and you do, like if you say, yeah, I do have enough, and you're starving or something, you know, or you're under the, you know, it's raining and you're out in the cold, that, that doesn't seem to me like to be enough, but that's just me. But if you do answer it in the affirmative, that sounds to me like a very peaceful place to be.
Yes. Well, you know, you stop thriving. You do things because you want to, as opposed to because you have to. And that's that huge difference between feeling trapped by your circumstances as opposed to feeling empowered by your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a slight difference. It's just a difference in attitude. I mean, you can have this woman you just talked about, the one with the pinched nerve in the neck, and instead of feeling trapped, she was feeling motivated.
Yes.
And there's the difference.
Yeah.
She was not afraid.
No. Nope.
She was not afraid of what was coming. So anyway, I don't know that we're doing it a justice here in telling that there is a simple 1 ounce bottle of drops that a person could use to adjust the vibration of their emotional body. But that truly is that. You know, when you go from courage to willingness to reason to love, it's a whole different perspective that you're taking at life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I could get very philosophical here. You know, for instance, the famous Mother Teresa. She was asked why she didn't come to any of the anti-war protest marches. And she says, "I don't give any energy to the negative emotions. If you have a peace march, I'll be there, but I will not protest against anything."
Right.
Because
Move
she
into
wouldn't give
what you
it the
want.
energy.
Yeah, move towards what you want, not
Yeah,
towards what you don't want.
that's right. And that's that's another big wisdom thing.
Well, and I guess just the idea that we can do some simple things in our lives and make huge changes to our level of consciousness and our awareness and that sort of stuff is just getting that kind of idea out there, I think, is really, really important because too often I think the majority of people feel trapped, they don't feel safe, they don't think they have enough, and they don't think they can do anything about any of it, so of course then they're helpless, right?
Right.
And
Essentially, you just named all of the fear. So the person's driven by fear
yeah.
as opposed to driven by possibility.
Cool. So if somebody wanted to find out more about the gift, Martin, where would they go on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website?
The gift is made by a company called Smart Minerals, and it's on our website again under the brands and companies. Look for Smart Minerals. Life-enthusiast.com.
So I just want to read a little bit about what it says, because I just went there as you were talking about it. It says, "The gift is a unique formulation of naturally occurring minerals in a base carrier for the bioequivalent of a strongly positive attitude. It is charged with energies that disperse it immediately into the system of the user. It's self-esteem in a bottle." I like that.
For sure. We have a whole bunch of young people on this, children, both affecting their athletic performance and affecting their scholastic performance in a very positive way. My daughter's using it in her university days, and she's, you know, very pleased with the result.
Do they actually say, you know, I feel differently, I've noticed a big difference since I started using it?
It's a heart thing. It's a consciousness thing. It's a self-confidence thing. You know, nothing is changes other than your perspective. But that's a major shift.
That's
I mean,
right.
you brought it up at the beginning of the conversation where you said, "If I know where I'm going, I will get there." And that's the sort of thing that that this supplement will do to the consciousness. It will change it from confused to certain. All of a sudden knowing, you know, filling your heart with peace. Very,
Nice.
very, very powerful concept.
I just feel like great just listening about it.
Yeah.
I'm going,
Well, you know, do you
oh.
remember the ads for all these crazy drugs, like the people who are too shy are encouraged to take Paxil, and people who are not outgoing enough are encouraged to take Prozac and so on.
Right.
Well, people who have peace in their heart have no need for any such thing.
That's right.
And it's actually a natural supplement. If you can only believe it, that you can do away with this pharmaceutical stuff by taking a natural supplement and feel good. I mean, I have had a good number of people who have weaned themselves off of these antidepressants just using these trace minerals.
That is so cool.
It's extremely encouraging, actually.
I'll bet.
There's a whole bunch of reports about higher consciousness and how to work with energy biology and things like that on the website. You know, we can't cover all of these issues, but anybody with any mental disorder, mild things, you know, not suicidal, but anything that's easily regulated, this will help tremendously.
Wow.
And
Awesome.
it will probably prevent getting to the suicidal stages.
Right. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share these two new products with us, with me and our listeners. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to to trying it and reporting back to everybody how it's worked in my life. That's really exciting. And if you're interested in listening to some of the other podcasts that we've done, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. I'll also put links on there to the gift and to the liquid barley that we were talking about earlier. And also, if you want to find out more about any of those products or any of the other products at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, head over to life-enthusiast.com, and you can learn a lot more about these wonderful products. So, any last comments, Martin, before we head off?
No, let's just say that Life Enthusiast Co-op is restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, people, for listening.
Bye-bye.